looking at the pavement. I'm like, get into the bag, gotta pave away. Smoking on these drugs to keep the pain away. I came up with that right before I was about to knock on my next door. I said, I'm not knocking on that door. I'm about to go make this song.
And I never saw that coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. It's the KT Network. We are here live. Okay. And we here with an amazing talent. Somebody that I've seen for the past, I would say, year now. But she's been doing it before this. And has very much stabled herself as creative, elusive, different, stylish, smooth, may take your bitch. We got Brianna Jordan in the building. Ooh. How are you?
I'm good. Wait, before we go forward, Bria Jordan.
Bria Jordan in the building. Let's do that again. And we got Bria Jordan in the building. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. Life is getting better by the day.
Now you say that. You just got off the phone with the management. so things is looking good.
Yeah.
For you, how has it been getting to this level?
L after L after L after L. But I kept going because it's my dream. And I don't really feel like there's nothing or nobody in this world that can stop me. And I feel like I'm entering my winning season. So that's why I'm so happy right now. But yeah.
I feel that.
It's about that time.
But you got to go through a lot of learnable lessons
yeah.
to get to that winning season.
Yeah.
So we're definitely here to talk about the story and the overall story of an amazing artist that's just getting started. So take us all the way back. What kind of got you into artistry and music in general?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got you. I had to see how far back I wanted to go. So, all right. So one day, I'm going way back. So one day I was singing in my bathroom, and my mom was like in the back of the house. And she like, Bria, who you got over here? I'm like, it's me. She like, you can sing? Mind you, I'm like 17. So
so you never sung in front of your mom before?
I never thought I could sing. I just happened to think I could sing that day. I don't know.
Got you.
So I just was like, put the camera up and we're just singing in my bathroom. I had some like treat me like somebody from Tink. So
you.
Then my mom had was telling me for a few years, like, Bria, maybe you should try singing, but like do it your own way. Like, you know, she said that, but it just went right over my head. I didn't care what she was talking about. I graduated high school. I started doing door-to-door sales.
Okay.
So I'm like knocking on strangers' doors for a living for like a year and a half.
Yo, shit.
Yeah. So what it do. Because people slamming the door in your face. You got to have a good attitude to go to the next door. Yeah. It really exposes who you really are as a person when you're in that field. So, I was getting good at that. I was making like $700 to $1,200 a week. Mm. And then I started training other people. I loved it. I would wake up and start from like school. Like so many people off Instagram and around Cleveland worked for the company. It was my dad's company.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like, and then one day, I just was tired of going to work. I'm like, I don't want to do this no more.
Real shit.
I'm like, I didn't know what it was, but something, it was like a pull to do something more. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, what can I do? I'm like, I don't really want to own my business because usually when you own a business, you got to work harder. So and I'm just like, man. Then I'm like, I don't want to go to the army because I don't want nobody yelling in my face. Then I'm just like, I'm just being real with myself. I'm like, what? And I come, both of my parents are entrepreneurs. So I'm like, I've come from like, okay, maybe I want to be a name, but what is it? Boom. So I'm working on music, but not realizing that that's what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, me and my friends are playing around, rapping, da 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 da.
Are they rapping yet?
They're not my friends no more. So then, we be rapping in the van on our way to work and all stuff like that. And then it's turned into me going home off work and just sitting in my car coming up with hooks. And then one day I was knocking on the door. I'm knocking on all these doors. I'm looking at the pavement, you know, because I don't feel like doing this no more.
Right.
Like, so I'm looking at the pavement. I'm like, get into the bag, gotta pave away. Smoking on these drugs to keep the pain away. I came up with that right before I was about to knock on my next door. I said, I'm not knocking on that door. I'm about to go make this song. I just started. Well, I'm like in Bedford somewhere. I'm just walking down the street. Made this song. The next day, my best friend, T'Shawn, he recorded me. So then my pops heard it. We posted it on IG. It was kind of going. Some people was laughing. Some people was like, this is actually hard. Because, you know, I had a unique sound at the time. Well, I still do, but.
So you came out with a unique sound.
Yeah, I came. It was just, that's just how I sound. So, yeah. Like, some people are like, how do you sound like that? What inspired the sound? Nothing. It's literally just how I sound when I sing a rap. I don't know.
Were you nervous about the response to your sound?
No, because I didn't know I had a sound.
You didn't even know.
Like, so then my dad was like, that's dope. Like, he was like, if you wasn't my daughter, I would still listen to this. Wow. Like, he like, you could have been anybody. He like, it was that dope. Like, you could have been anybody. I still would have been listening to this. So I'm like, we'll take him to the studio then. Took him about 2 weeks. He finally took me. And that one time, it was just history after that.
Oh, hi. You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? Okay, so I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop bed?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract, right? I know. Now, somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?
Yeah.
So, the traction, right? So you amassed a pretty good following. And I would say a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, I would like to.
For you, when did you see it to start taking off? So you go from Take Me to the Studio to Uber to this. I mean, when you're talking about TikTok and Instagram, you're killing every time.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you start catching that winning flow?
Okay, so it was like I started in 2019. 2019, I came out the gate like, cause you know before COVID, you know money was looking way better before COVID. So. Mm-hmm. Boom, came out the gate doing songs with Amaretta, doing songs with Lyric, traveling. This is like, I'm only been doing music for 5 months, but I still didn't know who I was as an artist. We knew I had a unique sound, but we didn't know what my niche was going to be.
Now, you said we, so you...
Me and my pops.
Okay, so but that's your team originally.
Yeah, it was me and him.
Got you. So you naturally say, I need help. I need more than...
it wasn't even that. My dad did music his whole life. So... once he seen I had the talent, he dropped his whole world to give to me. Yeah.
After that studio session, like, nah, we got something. Come on.
That's so basically what happened.
You put the money behind it.
Yeah, but listen, COVID hit.
Right.
No more money. Wow. So now it's just God and our hunger for it.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I'm like, I don't even know how we was doing all that. What money did we have? I don't know. It was happening though. And then I had changed my artist name to Bria Jordan. My real name is Bria Jordan, but I wasn't going by that. It's more Mark, I don't really want to say it.
Oh, I wish I could get it. I ain't gonna ask. Can I ask about the Amaretta situation? And kind of like how y'all met and
Pops emailed her manager.
Really?
She hit back, went down there, did the studio session, then we came back Cleveland, came back down there. For the music video.
And this is Atlanta.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of work in Atlanta already.
Yeah.
Cause I mean,
I love the A.
It's funny because you go back to the manager card and he talking about Atlanta again. Like, mm-hmm. Did you know back then that that was gonna be kind of your second home when it came to music?
No, cause I was still learning. So back then, you talking about back then as far as I'm ready?
Yep.
No. Not at all. I had been to Atlanta before, but this is a whole new world. Music opened up a whole new.
So that was your first business move to Atlanta.
Yeah, I could say. Real shit. I would think so.
And now you go down there and got a whole studio you love to go to.
Well, I don't go. I stopped. I haven't been down there since like 2022. Really? Well, I've been there, but I haven't been down there on business. No, am I lying? No, I'm not lying. I did the DJ Coalition 2022 July. I don't think I. Or was that 2023? That was 2022. Yeah. So, but yeah. So I'm gonna be down there. I plan on moving there. But really? Yeah.
What is the difference for an artist anywhere but then going to Atlanta? What kind of? Why would they?
Because when you go down, there's so much opportunity. It's big. It's a lot of art down there as far as like so many creative people. It's just a bigger city. Bigger population. When you down there, I've had times I'm just brushing shoulders with people, going to the elevator, walking outside the studio, going to get food real quick, like walking past A&Rs, people that work for Rock Nation, like just on a regular day. Yeah. Like, this is not like I'm doing something special, going to an event. This is just me walking out the house and I'm up here showing my videos to a Rock Nation A&R. Like, just because he asked, he like, you recording music? I'm like, yeah. He was walking his dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just run into people down there. It'd be crazy. I opened up for Trina by buying some dang on weed because that man happened to be a promoter. Like, it was, like, crazy. Like, you just be brushing into people in Atlanta. I ain't gonna care.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And how have you been able to take advantage of the traction you've received through your music?
What's that word? Yeah, elaborate on that a little bit more.
As your notoriety grows,
mm-hmm.
In your music, as you're traveling, as situations happen, how do you maintain it to where it's a gradual movement and not when all this shit is happening? Usually, people just fade away. Mm-hmm. But then you have COVID, you have all these situations.
Oh, well, honestly... To be honest, my answer to that would be God, for real. Like, because I honestly feel like it's a God-given gift. I woke up one day and just had, I guess it wasn't like this. Now that I look back at my life, but I was saying for so many years that I feel like I just woke up and just had this gift. So it was just like, when you call to do something, there's nothing that's going to stop you. Like, when you chose it, you just going to keep on going. Like, there's nothing in this world that can stop you.
Now, you spoke on it briefly. At the beginning, but the very, very, I would say hit single, hit song, outgrew. You outgrew some people on this journey.
Yeah, for sure.
And you tend to when you're growing, you're elevating. But for you, how did you take it? And how did you continue to keep going when those kind of people were kind of close to you?
Yeah, my feelings was hurt. I ain't gonna cap. I thought they was my homies. Mm-hmm. It's like when I found music, my whole aura changed, I guess. Yeah. So I guess when you go from worrying about who gonna be my next boo to just worry about going to get shoes and going to party all the time, and then you go from thinking about your dreams and I got goals and I'm gonna make it. Mm-hmm. Those two different levels. You know what I'm saying? So they like the Brill that was worried about my boo and get my heart broke and want to smoke and drink. And you know what I'm saying? They like that Brill. They didn't like the Brill that wanted to go. They was saying it was crazy. The enviness was seeping out their pores. It was like they would talk to me and they'd just be my friends. So yeah, they'd just be talking to me and like literally just saying hateful stuff, like just sound like a hater. They don't realize it though. They don't notice that it's like, I'm like, why would you say something like that? Why do you think that's a joke? Like, yeah, it's like, and I'm just like, wow, that hurt. But, so I started making songs like, on my own, outgrew. Because that's really what happened. Yeah, literally.
I was there though, because you put it in the music. Have you always been able to put what you've gone through in the music?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like every artist should do that. Some people don't, though. But I feel like you should do that. That's how people feel you. That's how you feel relatable. You know, other people, it's universal. Other people has felt alone. Other people has felt betrayed, heartbroken. Right. If you haven't, it's coming. And then you, when it comes, go listen to my music. So, you know.
How now? Go get that.
All right.
I really do like that you stay true to you. Like, a lot of people come in that are naturally different, and then they conform. And then they wonder why they can't find themselves again.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? Anyway, for you, how did you not conform?
It's, I can't. I don't know how. It don't work for me. Like, even, like, it's like, every time, I don't know how to explain it. It go back to back in the school days when you get bullied on for being different.
Yeah.
It's like when I try to fit in with y'all, it don't work.
Right.
Y'all still see that I'm different. Y'all still treat me a certain type of way. So I just came to the conclusion to just be me because that's my real power. And it was crazy because I had a bully, one of my bullies from high school tell me, it was just because you're different.
Wow.
Like when we got older and stuff, like, you know, I'm just like.
Didn't know how to express that.
Yeah, they just didn't know how to express that. They didn't know how to accept my. Different, like why you gotta pick on me? Why can't we just be cool? Yeah, like what's going on? Yeah, like I guess I was real. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like stuff like that is just installed in you. Like can't nobody, like I said, that's one of those things. Can't nobody shake off you? Can't nobody take that from you?
Now you spoke on it because I wanted to speak on this too, and I got notes. This is my phone over here.
Yeah.
I'm coming off the top of the head, but you spoke on having a bully, but you speak in your music. Being awkward as a youth and feeling awkward as a youth. But then growing up in the people that were quote unquote mean or were in the awkward situations with you, they turn around and now they're fans.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
How did you get through the moments of feeling awkward as a youth and then still being you?
Honestly, I don't even know. I would have my days and I would cry, you know, behind closed doors. But at school, like, it could be, like, a joke on the internet going around about me or something. And they'll come and then at school the next day, they'll say, yell it down the hallway or something, say something funny, but I just act like I'm not fazed. After a while, I just pretended like I wasn't. Like, sure. Then after a while, they just like, dang, we might as well leave her alone. She don't even care. And I used to always say, somebody come tell me, oh, so-and-so said, I'd be like, tell them to come say it to my face. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to because they know I'm going to slap them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, like, for real. Like, that's literally how I was. I'm like, if they're not going to say it directly to me, I don't care. Like, I really don't. Yeah. Had to fight a couple people I was fighting in high school. They left me alone. I thought we'd have the one.
That part. Come on, man. You have to make an example of somebody.
Yeah.
Keep playing. But then to go into music and you have to be yourself and deal with the people who, oh, she's different. Oh, did you kind of take that same route? I mean, you might not have beat up the biggest bully in the industry, but
yeah.
Did you mentally, like, take that same route of, you're not going to make me change?
Definitely. Because... I got here and I'm going further because of who I am and because of things I've been through. I feel like my life was, everything was predestined. This is divine. It's divine. I'm sitting here with you right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, exactly. So it's just like, wait, what was the question? I forgot what you said.
keeping that same energy from the bullies and learning in the industry. So not taking the I'm not changing for the industry. I'm not conforming.
Oh, yeah. Conform. Yeah, I can't. It's just like I told you. Like I literally can't. It's like if I try, you're gonna be able to tell that it's not me. You can tell when something is not authentic.
Yeah.
People like authenticity. Like
this is a question I actually really wanted to ask you specifically. Do you think it's hard for female artists in the industry to not over sexualize themselves? Or have to over sexualize?
Yes, it is hard. I think it is hard for some people. Because sometimes, like me, I'm a woman at the end of the day. Yeah. I don't want to over-sexualize myself. But at the same time, yeah. I want to show that I'm sexy, too. Yeah. I'm a lady. And it's just, I get to, some people do overdo it and sex sells. So, I mean, and some people, that's really them. Other people, you could tell, like, you're doing it to get likes and da-da-da.
So do it for what you
feel. Yeah, do it for what you feel is comfortable with you. Like, sometimes when I pop out looking a little bit more sexy than I usually am, people, like, dang, you really be looking like that? And I'm just like, at the end of the day, I'm a woman. Like, right. You know, and not everybody comes from the same background. But I do feel like it's becoming an issue because the internet is just so open, especially to these kids. And yeah, I don't know. My daughter, she gonna have her, I don't know if I want her to have a phone, but she gotta have a phone. It's the world, the new world we live in. But like, you know, you're influencing too many people. Too many children. And yeah.
But as a trendsetter, and as a mother, how do you set an example to say you don't have to be like that to still not only chase your dreams and succeed, but have people support you as well?
I feel you. I'm not a mom. But but I believe in Christ, and God say train up your child. So I feel like if you are a mother or you a big sister, or if you are watching over someone that's younger than you, rather you not be their biological or not, you need to show them the ropes. And you don't need to, if you are shaking your ass and doing all that other stuff, don't let them see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, kids are sponges. I feel like high schoolers be sponges too. They take that shit into the real world. Absolutely. So
now, you do speak in your music specifically about having a strong foundation of faith.
Yeah.
Where does that stem from?
I went through some shit, and I know God real. That's where it would come from.
Real world example.
Yeah. But it's crazy, because in my earlier music, you could tell, if you listen to my old music, you can tell the shift in my faith. Like, I believed one thing at first, and it was uncertain. You could hear it in my music, because I'm being authentic about what I'm going through in the inside. And then you hear, like, oh, no, God. Now I talk about Jesus, tea, and Uber and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah.
Meditation early in the day. Is that something you still do?
I don't. I need to. I don't wake up in the morning. I ain't gonna cut. I'm not a morning person.
I feel that.
But, yeah, I need to. But I don't.
when was the first time you ever smoked?
Yeah, I actually remember that. I was like 15. I was in Wingstop in Universal, and University Heights.
Okay.
In the car.
And was that the time you knew you were about to do this?
Nope. It slowly progressed. I slowly started doing it by myself. I don't smoke that much though. I do smoke, but I don't smoke like every day. I can go like 3 months without smoking, and it's fine. But when I smoke, I can smoke for sure.
So, now we talked about a couple of the Uber outgrew, but the tape, it slips my mind the name of it, but the one you put out in 2022?
I don't know. I had one tape I put out, Night After Night. But that got taken offline.
But I thought it was the...
Why? I don't know.
I thought it was the... Because I downloaded one from Apple Music that was the last, the only...
I know what you're talking about. That's not even supposed to be up.
Really?
That was supposed to be taken down, but I'm having issues with TuneCore. They won't take my shit down.
Speak on that, though, because this is another conversation, like the artist and the distributor.
Yeah, I did put that out, but me and my management, or my team at the time, had a conversation, and we wanted to take it off, and we tried to take it off, and they won't. They keep saying it is sucking off. How? We're looking at it. Like, so, yeah. I don't want to talk about that project. Because it ain't nothing. It's really nothing. I mean, it was cool at the time when I made it. I don't even know what song's on there. Couldn't even say.
So, as an artist, are you very particular about, like, how, when, why, when we're doing this? Like,
I try to be, but I'm not gonna cap. I be having so much going on musically. Like, I be having so many ideas scatterbrained, like, and it's hard to be particular. Like, I try to be, but then something else come, now I got to do a new idea. So I need a team. I need somebody. I need authority. Be like, Bria, we're doing this. Focus on this. Like, so,
But how, when did you know you were creative? Like, a creative person?
I've been creative my whole life. I started off, I used to hip-hop dance. I used to be doing all this type of shit when I was little.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be talent shows, all that type of shit. I can draw. So I'm anything I do, you teach me how to do it. If I'm not good at it, I will become great at it. I become better than you. So it's like, yeah, I'm very creative since a child, honestly.
I love that. I love that. And when did you embrace it? Because I feel like that's
I didn't embrace it until I started doing music. Music was the one that I took on and was like, this is my passion. Because when I dance, I feel like I'm not that. I can dance. People tell me I can dance, but me personally, I've never been that confident in it.
Like, it's a lot about confidence in anything creative.
Yeah, but I just never was that confident in dance. I was that girl that everybody pushed in the middle of the circle. Like, go ahead, go Bria, really? Go Bria.
And you
I do it because I got to, but I didn't feel, I was always scared, didn't want to. They bring up music, oh, I'll go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I sing, I rap.
Yeah.
So.
The last thing I want to talk about before my last question is performing. How do you view a performance? What is your mindset going in? What do you want the crowd? Because you shout out to Auntie's House.
Yes, for sure.
You just won that. Speak on your performance methods and mentality.
I try to perform like I'm in a room by myself.
I can see that.
I know there's people looking at me, but soon as I start thinking that people looking at me, that mean I'm seeping back into reality. So I, in my head, I try to think that I'm in a room by myself because I'm going to do what I would do by myself. As no one's looking. You have to perform like nobody is looking. Not everybody can do that. That's hard when there's a whole bunch of people looking at you. Yeah. So, that's my performing method.
That's smart, though. Yeah. I kind of have that same when I'm hosting. Like, you can't really worry about the people. Because if you individualize it, it'll get dangerous.
Yeah.
Because if they looking off, it's like, am I fucking up?
Yeah.
It's like,
you can't
think about that shit.
Especially like if they don't know, people don't know every song by me yet. So they're only thing they can do is.
Yeah.
But in their head, they probably like, this bitch is hard. Like, right. So.
Right.
And I just gotta keep going. Like, they think I'm wrong. Like, I gotta keep telling myself, like.
So, okay. Specifically on the Auntie House, you won. I did. The performance was dope. I seen it online, but speak on it actually being there and winning that motherfucker.
Yeah, so I've never won anything like that. I never win like showcases, lotteries, or any type of ticket pool. So that's what that felt like to me. It was just like, I'm gonna do it anyway. I didn't think, you know, I was gonna win. I was kind of hoping so though.
Real shit.
Yeah, and I did. So I'm happy.
Come on out.
Thanks, Auntie.
Come on, Auntie. Appreciate you.
I go there March 10th.
March 10th. Yeah. Okay, so this is probably not even out yet. Thanks, Auntie. I know she did amazing. but I do want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to thank you for, you know, standing for what you believe in as far as an artist and artistry. Because a lot of artists are lost, and that's why they can't blow. Because they are lost within, oh, they want me to be this. Oh, they want me to do this. Oh, they don't like when I do this. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, just do you and be you. And that's what I seen when I met you for the first time.
Yeah.
Was, oh, that, she's her. And if you don't like it, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I love people like that because
thank you.
They're going to go further because they're not going to give a fuck about what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
And they got something to strive for.
Because you
got
to know, like, let's say, this is not my numbers, but let's just say I'm in a room full of 10 people where only 2 of them like my music. Mm-hmm. I just got to find more of those 2 of those people.
Yep.
You need to forget the rest of them.
Because it's probably a million people that look just and talk just like them and like just the things they like.
Yeah.
So let's go find them millions. Stop worrying about them other.
You have to find your audience and grow on that. Like, period. Like, I did a lot of work in 4 years. Like, I was... Because I remember one of them, probably like my first year, 2020, it was probably like the whole 365 days, it was not a day when I was not thinking about strategizing what to do for Bria Jordan. How can I, you know what I'm saying? I did a lot of work. It was like every single day, pacing back and forth around the house, figuring it out, calling, making a song. Why am I making a song? Trying to figure out what to do with the song I just made. Like, it was like, it was no downtime. Zero. Like,
think on that for a second. Strategizing. Making a song before you make the song. Why is that so important than just putting the song out or recording and then putting the song out and then telling three people?
Because you have to... I learned the hard way that you really got to build your fan base up. Like, at first, I'm like, okay, when I first came in, I just thought if you have a hot song, that it was just going to blow up. No, it's not that. It's not like you can have a hot... I have hot songs out. Did any of these songs blow up yet? No. And that's just because you have to do the right promotion. And sometimes it happens for some people, you just go viral. You know what I'm saying? For some people, that happened. But some people, you got to grind harder. You know, some people... Like Doja Cat, she was doing music for 10 years before she got famous. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like in that vibe before she blew up. A lot of artists is like that. People been working, you know what I'm saying? So you just gotta focus on your own journey, for real.
My last question before our last segment out here is, what's your favorite song you ever recorded?
That's really, really hard. That's hard. That's, I don't know.
That's okay, because that means you really like what you make.
It's not even that. It's just some. I like one song for that, and another song for that, and another song for that. So it's like,
last thing we do is called Get It Off Your Chest. You're doing a lot of that. You're talking your shit. I truly appreciate it. But to the person who's starting their 4-year, 5-year journey into the career of the next 20 years, kind of speak to them on what they're gonna face and how to. Fight through adversity when they're gonna face it, because they're gonna face it.
I would say you gotta get out of your people that just love you, because when you drop anything, you got a whole bunch of yes men around you and on IG, they know you, so of course they gonna hype you up. You don't know that you're getting bigger and passing your people until you're getting people that don't like you.
Ooh.
So you need to be ready to have tough skin and be able to accept criticism. Sometimes the critics just be talking, but at least you know you're getting out there.
Right.
Like, you gotta go past the people that just love you, for your cousins, your friends, your, you know, the same 2,000 followers you got. You need to get past them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you know you're growing. You gotta get past them. And how you do that, I don't know. Everybody got different methods.
Now, my last, and I keep saying my last, but you just got so much as far as an artist can take from. And kind of start add to the belt, because you need these things. So traveling, like, you're not afraid to get out of your own city. Like, even in, I believe in one of your songs, you was like, don't even book me right now because I got some shit I got to handle outside the city. Like, why is it so important for an artist to get outside of their city?
Because in your city, they know you. Yeah. And it sucks, but when they really know you, they're not gonna support you that hard. They will later. It's okay, and that's okay. It's okay. It's not nothing. I feel like it's just human. You, it's just like, I know somebody. They're really, really dope. I'm not gonna say their name. He's really, really dope. He can sing, but it's just like, I've known him since middle school. It's like, he's cool, but I'm not gonna be the biggest fan that he have in Atlanta.
Right.
Like, I'm not. Right. Like, it's like, oh, you know so and so. Yeah. Like, that's how it is. But not on no hating shit though. So, and if people too sensitive, you don't accept that that's the reality, then you're going to be slowed down and feel not confident and feel insecure about your artistry. No, just keep going and go past your people.
Right.
Like, yeah, right. So, yeah, right. So get out the city. Get out the city, for sure.
That part. It's the King Do Never. We ain't going to hold it too long. We out here. She got shit to do. We out here. Peace.
Woo! Thank you.
What's good? It's your boy King T from the King T Network, and we are at location, specifically the Westside Production Studio. Shout out to this guy, Greggy Westside. Yes, sir. You can follow them at Westside Productions on IG, right?
Yes, sir.
You can follow them, and you can check out their website at westsideproductions.media, correct?
Yes, sir.
Check that out, and you can check out these amazing interviews right now.